You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
Deadly Grounds Coffee knows how important your coffee is to you. Every batch is roasted to perfection with a unique special method that brings out the richest, deepest, smoothest flavor you'll ever find. We're coffee freaks too, and deadly serious about our brew. Just one sip and you'll know why we say, once you go deadly, you don't go back. It's truly coffee to die for. So when you're ready to get a little deadly, get online and order yours at getdeadly.com. It's coffee so good, it's scary.
Hey everybody, welcome to another Wicked Horror Reviews. Will they like it? Are we still going to stick with that? We're going to stick with that, right?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. This week we're talking about American Guinea Pig, The Song of Solomon. I'm Kevin, and I'm joined by...
The 13th Wolf Man.
Yes. And so we've been... I checked this one out a little while back. I had the opportunity to see it last year at the Buffalo Dreams Fantastic Film Festival, but unfortunately I was not there the day that I was screening. I was kicking myself because I was only there for the opening weekend and it was playing later in the week. So I was kicking myself because I really wanted to check this out because it stars one of our favorite people.
Right, yeah. She's basically a family member to the Dorkening, Jessica Cameron.
Yep. And for those who don't know who Jessica Cameron is, she's not only a fantastic person, she's some would say blonde bombshell in some people's eyes.
He's talking about me.
Yeah. But she's almost unrecognizable in this movie, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it really is. You're so used to seeing her as kind of, like you said, a blonde, you know, and then she pops up as this brunette, and the only thing that gets you is the voice. I mean, once the voice kicks in, you know it's her.
Yeah, and there's a couple, you know, you know, obviously her face and stuff like that, like the way she'll like laugh at something, you're like, oh, it's totally Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, American Guinea Pig, Song of Solomon. This is a exorcism movie. Written and directed by Stephen, is it Biro or Biro?
I would pronounce it Biro, but I don't even know if that's right. So
yeah, and I do apologize if we mispronounce that. But and it's starring, you know, like I said, Jessica Cameron. There's Scott, Gabby, David E. McKeon,
Jim Van Bieber.
Okay, and this one is a very very interesting exorcism movie. One of the things I said when we were talking about it before on the Dorkening show is, you know, usually there is some almost too much of a backstory when you get into this stuff. You're waiting a long time to get to the meat and potatoes of the coolness of an exorcism. This one pretty much starts off with a bang.
Yeah, they throw you right into it. It's really a different way to start a movie. And I don't know. Should I say this?
I don't know.
Well, we can always go back and re-record. So, this is an exorcism movie with a body count.
Hmm.
There are some movies that have been possession films or little Satan films, you know, like The Omen, where there's body counts, but even The Exorcist has a very minimal body count. And this one has a pretty good one. And I really dug this. Yeah. I watched half of it last night. I watched half of it this morning. Just because the time difference, I would have stayed up, you know, for the whole hour and a half watching it. But I'm like, I still got to get up early in the morning to do the Sunday show. So
yeah.
But yeah, I dug this.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good time, which is weird to say about an exorcism movie.
Yeah,
It's got some amazing gore, some like really gross stuff. The image that I put up yesterday, you know, it's an image of Jessica as her character, and there's a giant thing hanging out of her mouth.
It looks like Alex said it right. It looks like a tentacle.
Right.
but it also looks like it could just like just be nothing but cancerous nodes, you know, that she's spewing out.
Yeah, and it's a pretty disturbing scene in the movie, without going into it too much, because I don't want to ruin it for too many people, because it's definitely one of the highlights of the movie, in my opinion.
Oh yeah,
you know, the effects were great, and it was they were all done well. The effects supervisor, I believe, was Marcus Koch or Coach, or however you say it. I apologize to him as well. He's a phenomenal effects guy. I first met him on the set of Death House. He was, you know, did some of the effects for We Are Still Here. He was involved in Circus of the Dead. You know, he's been around, and he's a very talented dude. He also made 100 Tears. He directed, wrote 100 Tears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really good guy. Really, he's a quiet guy, but he comes up with this stuff, you know?
Oh,
and it's brutal. It's brutal. It's lots of gore. And the one thing I was thinking, too, because it was a really cool house that they were in, a lot of natural wood, and I was like, how you clean up that blood from all that hardwood floor? Like, whoever lives there is going to be finding blood in the crevices of that hardwood floor for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the other thing about this movie that I like, you know, I like all kinds of movies, but if you can take a very minimal amount of sets and make it interesting for the next hour and a half, I'm good. And that's what they did here. There's like a total of what, three sets? Not even sets. I mean, the bedroom's one full on set. The house and the bedroom are basically one set, you know. And then you got the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then like some kind of weird garden that he met the head priest met another priest at. You know, I mean,
there was very, very few spots in this movie, but it didn't get stale.
Yeah.
It just, you know, but that has to do with the story. And then like the way that everything ends too is pretty, pretty crazy.
I had a feeling that that's where they were going to go with it.
Yeah.
You know, without saying anything, but, this movie is awesome. I want to see Jessica and more stuff like this. You know, I mean, she does a lot of horror. I mean, she's a scream queen, but I mean, I think this was really a big role for her, a meaty role for lack of a better word, you know. It's a good time. My favorite of all the priests though was the bald priest.
Yeah, I was actually, as you were, it looks like it's Gene. I'm bastardizing names today.
There's some hard names in this cast. Yeah.
His name is Gene Pada. Was it Paula Bicky or something like that?
Sounds good.
But
to
yeah,
me.
he was. So that's the thing too, is there's multiple priests in this movie, and they all had kind of a different vibe.
Yeah,
and he was definitely the more like badass priest.
Well, he was from Croatia, mm-hmm. and. He was in Croatia when there was a civil war going on, and he was a soldier. And he even said, he goes, if I'd have known that what was going to happen, I would have stayed an atheist in that foxhole. But, you know, they say there are no atheists in foxholes. You know, everyone believes in God when something like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so he, yeah, like you said, he's the most, and he had the coolest looking frock.
Yeah.
You know?
He just had some really cool lines too. Like there's a scene where he meets the mother and the doctor and the you know, he's like, do you believe? Do you believe in God? And she's just like, well, no. He's like, well, you better start believing pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
And he just goes up and just fucking hell lets loose. And but yeah, it's I don't know, man. I've heard of the American Guinea Pig movies for a while now.
Like, right.
There's other ones out there.
Because this is,
and
like,
I've never seen
the third or fourth one,
something like that, but I haven't seen any of the other ones.
Yeah, neither have I.
And I feel like I'm doing myself a disservice, this, you know, disservice, because I definitely want to track these down now. So yeah, there was American Guinea Pig, Boutique of Blood, and then there's one called Blood Shock as well. I want to track these down, because I thought it was made really, you know, beautifully shot.
Yeah.
You know, there's I mean, it's a low budget movie, and what they are able to pull off with a low budget, like, it comes to people like Marcus with the effects, and you know, but the story was very enthralling. It was well shot, well paced. It's not only like a little around an hour and a half, but completely interesting the whole time. Like I said, if they went too much into the backstory of like what was going on, you know. That would be like almost like the typical exorcism, like possession movie.
That'd be your typical horror movie. I mean, sometimes to me, less is more, you know?
And they do go into some explanation.
Yeah, but not too much, you know? Yeah,
it's throughout the movie.
Yeah, it's done very well. I can't say, the guy that played the head priest is probably the creepiest guy in this movie.
You think?
Because
he's throwing these priests to the wolves.
It's just I had a couple of things going through my head. Like I was like, I wonder if this is going to happen. It didn't happen. I was like, okay, well, this guy definitely gives off the creep factor vibe. You know, I mean, and he does a really good job because I'm pretty sure he's probably the nicest guy on the planet when you meet him.
It's. You know, and again, going into the actual priest characters themselves, it's really, I really like how there was differences between all of them, and it wasn't just a typical thing. And like, you know, the way that the kills happen, and like the way that they're doing it, like it's, you know, it's just, it was so gory and just over the top and just awesome. It was like, I don't know, it was, I really like, you know, and we usually get into like if we think other people would like this movie, like as far as other guys that are involved in the Dorkening and Wicked Horror Show. And I'm before we do that, but yeah. Like the whole time I'm watching this, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there's some people that I think may like it. Some people I think that may think it's too much.
Right.
But that's a good thing.
Yeah. One thing that I have to talk about, it wasn't mind blowing, but it was really, really cool. The contact lenses.
I'm actually looking at a picture of it right now.
She wears Jessica, a couple different kinds.
Yeah. When she's going through her thing, you know, there's some where she has like three pupils, some where she has like goat eyes.
Yeah.
And it's just, they were really, just really effective and really good. Like very creepy.
The first time, when the first priest comes in, I'm not giving away really anything, but he's talking to her. Or no, it's not even the priest. It's the counselor.
Yeah.
At the very beginning.
He's like, I'm not, this is not something I can do. I'll give you the name of this guy. I'm out.
When she's talking to him and her contacts are her eyes go double. And then they do this thing where they go back to him and they go back to her eyes. I'm like, did I see that right? You know, and then they did it again. I was like, okay, cool. That was really effective because I just, what?
Yeah. Yeah. There was the double and there was triple and then there was the goat eyes and it was,
those really, really weird ones that were like, rectangular.
Yeah. That's what I was calling goat eyes.
Oh, that's goat eyes.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Goats have like the long slit pupil, as opposed to like a regular round pupil.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was thinking of goat eyes. But anyways,
it works for me.
So first off, I don't know if you want to give a rating yet, or if there's anything else you want to say about it. But before we give a rating, I do want to say that I'm intrigued with the other American Guinea Pig movies now, and I'm gonna have to find them.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they're not too hard to track down. And actually, I posted this last night that we were going to be talking about it, and one of the people that liked it was the director and writer. So I'm thinking we try to get him on the show.
Well, I saw that Jessica made a comment and I wrote back to her, you know, she's like, oh God. She's like, guys, tell me when this is going to be up. And I'm like, it'll probably be up on a Tuesday because we're trying to tag these to the Wicked Horror shows. Mm-hmm. And, I go, we need to get you on and have you talk about this. So definitely need to get her and the director on because
that'd be awesome.
This would definitely be an awesome movie to have, you know?
So that being said, you want to go into what you're going to give this as a rating?
Let's do the rating last. Let's do would they like it?
Okay. So I think Yo-Yo would dig this movie.
Yeah, I could. I could see Yo-Yo digging this. Yeah, that's definitely a Leo.
I think Leo would be, what the fuck? I think Leo would say that he liked it because he's friends with Jessica.
Yeah, you're
I think Leo would find some cool aspects of it, but I don't think this is not going to be on one of Leo's like repeat watch list.
Well, like I said before,
and that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because I think he's going to think it's too scary.
I don't know if it's too scary for him, but I know that, like I said before, I know he has an aversion to too much blood.
Mm.
You know, for other reasons, which we won't talk about. But yeah, so I really don't think he'd, I think he would watch like the beginning of it up until, you know, Jessica meets like the priest. And then once something that happens, he'd be like, okay, I'm done. I really do think that that's...
And I think that he'd be watching this by himself. I don't think his wife would be involved whatsoever.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. But yeah, and then as far as...
Tony.
As James... Tony, I think Tony would totally dig this.
He thinks... I see Tony having a good time with this. James? Yeah. James is always the hardest one for me. I just don't know.
I think that he would... I mean, I think he would like it. I don't know if he would love it.
I think he'd watch it, but I don't think he'd like it. Let's put it that way, you know.
I think if Tony hasn't bought this already, I think he would go out and buy it.
Like, yeah.
After the fact, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so and obviously, I've already watched it a couple times, so
Alex?
I obviously would watch it. I think Alex likes horror, so I think he would respect the gore factor of this for sure.
And DW.
I don't know.
I don't see DW digging it. You know. No. Now, Lewis, yeah. On the other hand, yeah.
Lewis might, yeah, the Angry Geeks guy might dig it. I don't know. I mean, I think more Jeremy than Lewis.
Yeah.
But then again, too, Lewis, I think Lewis might find it amusing. You know, like, he's one of those guys that I see, like, he will make an uncomfortable moment as amusing as possible to himself. You know, but that's the way a lot of people are, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I dig it. I totally dig it. What would you give it as a rating? Like, as far as like, now are you going to rate it as a movie overall or as an exorcism movie?
Just a movie overall. Movie overall, I give it 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
You know, I liked it. I thought the acting was strong. I thought the story was strong. Thought the gore was good, you know, but there's like one scene that just, I don't want to talk about it here because I'll talk to you about it afterwards, you know, but,
sure.
You know, just kind of like threw me off. Other than that, yeah, I really dug this movie. I want to see more American Guinea Pig films. I want to see Jessica do more meaty stuff like this. Like I said before, you know, I want to see more from this director.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Definitely. Yeah. I would probably give it an 8, as far as an overall movie. I love the gore. I love the acting.
Yeah.
I love the story. There is like a few little things that I'm a little, you know, I would be a little nitpicky about, nothing ridiculous, but I mean, I guess it's things that people can be like, oh yeah, this is why I don't like this movie. And then they would, you know, maybe hop on this. Some of like when they were getting into the speaking Latin, some of the pronunciation, whatever, was not like, I don't know.
I don't speak Latin. I've watched enough of these movies to know that, you know, They're doing their best when they do speak Latin. So yeah. If it's not right,
better than I would.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, I don't know if it's right, but it just didn't sound. It sounded like it was just being read. Like they weren't going for like an accent kind of thing.
Exodonimus caminum. You know.
Yeah. But
I just made that up.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, there's maybe one or two scenes or shots that I think maybe could have been cut a little bit. But all in all, I thought the movie flowed really well. I thought, you know, it was definitely entertaining the whole time. Like as soon as I watched it the first time, I was like, yelled to my wife, "Hey, come here. I want you to see something." And I played the scene that, you know, I like with Jessica where things were coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
I played that for her. I'm like, look at this. I'm like, she's a friend of ours. And she's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Know her. Yep. Know her really well.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed this one. As far as an exorcism movie goes, this is definitely one of the best ones I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean,
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, as far as especially like lower budget exorcism stuff, because you don't really see a lot of bigger budget exorcism movies anymore. Like, you do see some stuff that has like hints of that, but it's not like strictly that.
Right.
This really kind of pulls it off, you know, and I definitely, this is one of those movies that's going to be in my rotation for Halloween.
Yeah, as an exorcism movie, I'd give it like 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, it's great. And I'm really looking forward to checking out the other American Guinea Pig stuff. I'm going to have to see if I can track that stuff down. Hopefully it's readily available.
I know when Bouquet of Blood came out, that was a big one. That was like all over the place. So I'm pretty sure that one's still readily available. Okay. You know,
I have to do some ordering then. I'm going broke watching all these awesome movies. And that's the thing too, is I, you know, I wanted to, there's a special edition of this Blu-ray as well. There's this edition and the special edition, and I didn't get the special edition and I kind of want to now. So yeah. I'm like, ah, crap. I kind of want the other edition. Anyways.
Well, you want to make sure you like a movie before you really, you know, invest like the big money into it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, so now you can have this one right next to the other one, which is right next to your 27 copies of Pieces of Talent.
Yeah. Pieces of Talent and all my copies of TCM and Evil Dead, you know, it'll go into my multiple. You know, oh, was that an accident? No, that was completely on purpose. That's why I own all these movies, because it's the cover's different, or it's got special features that the other one doesn't have. Yeah, so, I totally dug it. I think you guys should check it out as well.
Definitely.
It's really a good time. And, I think that's about it, right?
Yeah. So
where can people find you, Wolfie?
There you go. You can follow me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman The Prowl. Every Sunday on The Dorkening, every Tuesday on Wicked Horror Show, doing this, The Wicked Horror Reviews with Kev. And for this month, I'm doing the 31 Days of Halloween, so do me a favor and swing by and check out what I put up, because every day is a different movie, and every movie is a different fun time. Kev?
Anuckle on Twitter and Instagram, every Sunday on The Dorkening, Tuesday Wicked Horror Show. Doing the Wicked Horror Reviews with Wolfie, obviously. I'll be at Super Mega Fest this weekend coming up. This is going to go up the day this goes up. That following weekend, we will be at Super Mega Fest. And we have ScareCon New England coming up. It's going to be a busy month for us.
ScareCon New York.
Yeah. Did I say New England?
Yeah, you said New England.
Oh, ScareCon New York. Sorry.
Which?
I was hoping, because it's less of a drive.
Yeah, that one I'm looking. I mean, I want to go to that one because, you know, one of the stars of Suspiria is going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah, so,
her and me, we'll both be there, and Malcolm McDowell. We'll just hang out, have
Malcolm McDowell.
Anyways, we'll see you next time. We have to figure out what movie we want to do next. But thanks for listening, and also go check out our sponsors, Deadly Grounds Coffee. Go to deadlygroundscoffee.com, buy some liquid awesome for your mouth. It's fantastic stuff. I'm drinking Hell's Fury right now, and I'm all hopped up on caffeine, and I love it.
All I got to say about that is, Tom, do us a favor, man. Get us some tea down here in the States. I drink tea. I don't drink coffee.
Well, that's your fault. And also, go to thedorkening.com to check out all the other shows on the Dorkening Podcast Network. Shows like Secret Underground, Hideout, The Wicked Horror Show, Dorkening.
Apocalypse Now?
Apocalypse Now. And The Dork Physique. And then I guess Leo is revamping the Ultimate Video Game Show in some way, shape, or form. Don't know what's going on with that.
News to me.
Yeah, well, news to me as well. But we'll find out when it happens. So, yeah, go check that stuff out. And go to Amazon.com and buy the Song of Solomon. You can get it on Blu-ray for $14.16. For the standard Blu-ray, which is what I got, and the limited edition is $36.39. Or you can buy it on DVD for $19.51. Why wouldn't you just buy it on Blu-ray for $14.16? I mean, come on.
Yeah, really? Right? Yeah, I don't want to spend $2 more for a DVD.
Well, if you don't have a Blu-ray player, I guess that's a thing. I guess people still don't have Blu-ray players. But anyways, yeah, go check it out. I'm sure you could probably stream it in other places as well. Definitely check it out, and then go check out all the other American Guinea Pig movies, and then tell me how they are, and then I'll go and buy them myself.
And if you see Jessica Cameron at a convention, go up to her and tell her, you know, that you loved her in this movie, if you've seen this movie, or any of her movies, you know. Just go up and say hi to her.
Tell her I said what's up.
Yeah.
That's all. All right, thanks for watching, guys. Have a good, or listening. Actually, thanks for listening, and have a good one. Goodbye. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.